PriceFX presents Horror Stories in Pricing, When Pricing Goes Wrong, starring Duncan Hendy as the narrator, directed by Tolu Oke and Duncan Hendy, written by Tolu Oke and Duncan Hendy, based on an idea by Tolu Oke, story contributors Christopher Keenan and Boris Diganauts. Music by Duncan Hendy. Executive producer Patrick J. Moorhead. Special thanks to Martin C., Martin W., Chris T., Patrick A., Tom F., and Billy G. Copyright PriceFX 2019. Death of some sales team.
That seems like a real nightmare,
Michael sighs. Eric pauses midair, his glass of whiskey halfway to his lips, to survey Michael. It seems that in the brief time they've been speaking, Michael's demeanor has changed. The eager student might have gotten more than he bargained for. Eric's contemporaries for a second. Eric contemplates for a second and he lights up even more as he decides on the next story to share with the young man sitting in front of him. All right, let's switch lanes for a second. Not every project has to be a disaster. I was at a meeting with the team discussing the takeaway from the previous sprint and milestones to get started. The team and I just worked out some bugs in their request to create a guidance pricing model, which would primarily help the sales team. We were halfway through a year-long implementation project, and I couldn't be happier. Not because we were mere project and I could maybe just see the finish line, but because the project was just going so well. It was like the project gods all conspired to part the way through what can sometimes be tumultuous seas. There was buy-in from all the key stakeholders. Everyone on the actual project was great at their job, and those who didn't know much about pricing or software were eager to learn. I'll admit, I was more than a bit confident and suggested to the team we all grab dinner together after the day was over to celebrate. Then a knock came to the door, and in walked Tyler Goodwin. Tyler is short and stocky, with a Patrick Bateman haircut and smile to match. We'd met briefly in the earlier stages of the project, and he'd only seemed too eager to help. He lingers in the doorway as he scans the room. Guys, so great news. He pauses. After months of back and forth negotiations, we're going to be selling this segment of our business. The room is quiet. Emily, a quiet software engineer on the team, raises her hand to ask the obvious, "What does that mean for us?" He smiles his best Patrick Bateman axe-wielding smile yet. The project's over. My team, please pack your things and make your way down to HR. He points to me. Price month? Pack up and leave your badges at the security desk. You have an hour. He smiles again before closing the door shut as he leaves. That can't be all, Michael spurts out. Yep, we packed our things, left our badges, and we were on our way back the very next day, mind you. We still had our... Eric raises his hand to mimic quotation marks. Celebratory dinner. Michael lets out a hacking chuckle. I thought, he pauses as he looks down at his hands. That would be a lot of story, he continues softly. His hands are red. Blood? He grabs the tissue from his pant pockets to wipe the blood from his hands and his mouth as he looks up at Eric. Is that a smirk he sees? No, can't be. Not Eric, with the light behind his eyes. Maybe we should take a break, Michael states. No, let's not. Take another drink.
Eric responds as he pours more of the whiskey into Michael's glass. He continues, come on. You only have to listen. I've lived through it. Let's continue. He manages a smile.
Stop being a baby. There's nothing to be worried about.
But he can't shake the gnawing feeling in his stomach.